Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
All right, Jim, what's the problem?
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster, and I want to welcome you to this Wednesday episode and also wish everyone out there a Happy New Year. Peace and love to everybody. Got a short episode in store for you that I hope you're going to like. But before we jump into that, I want to tell everybody that this is the time of the year when we really want you to help us out by contributing your best album and best song of the year 2022. Starting next Monday, January 9th, we're going to begin airing those submissions from you. And I'm very interested and excited to see what everyone chose. And I'm sure everybody else out there is curious as to what made the top of the list. Feel free to include a couple of honorable mentions on the song and album side if you wish. But as always, we're just going to focus by playing your song and your album pick. So really focus on those, if you will. You can get those to us by creating a voice file on your home audio equipment or on your phone and attaching that to an email. MP3 or WAV or MA4 is fine. Send it to rock@suburbspod.com or you can call the Suburban Party line 612-440-1984 and we will definitely get those submissions on the air as well. So thank you so much in advance for doing that. I'm really excited, especially to see what our regular new music contributors and everybody out there that we know and all the people we saw at Suburbs Fest, both of them this year. Really want to see what you chose. Music is the ties that bind our group together. So if you haven't already, please take care of that and get it into us. We'd really, really appreciate it. It means a lot to us in January. All right, now we're going to jump into a short episode of something we like to call Patrick's Book Nook.
To the Book Nook. Look, we have books. And over there, another book. And right over there, it's a Kindle?
Many thanks, as always, to Mike Wagner for collaborating with me on that tune. And when I say collaborating, he did all the hard work. I just sang on some silly stuff and put a little keyboard doodle on there. But he did the heavy lifting. Thank you, Mr. Wagner. Happy New Year to you, sir. Hope you are well. Looking forward to hearing what you chose as your best album of 2022. I want to talk about a book, and I'll give you a disclaimer right now. If you're sick of us always talking about Flying Nun Records, you might just want to skip ahead to tomorrow. But I got to take a minute and talk about this amazing book. And I got to thank Scott Parks so much for getting this book onto my desk. And it just was such a wonderful surprise. It is just right into my heart. It melted. It's a book called Needles and Plastic, written by Matthew Goody. And it covers the history of Flying Nun Records, the releases from 1981 to 1988. And this is no small task to accomplish. Here is an intro that Matthew has put together, and it kind of explains the situation with Flying Nun and why I think this book is so important. Quote, using the discography of Flying Nun as a backbone to tell the label story is a little irrational. To say there's no clear structure to identify and organize releases from the label is an understatement. But if these works are the cause of frustration for the archivist or collector, they also convey the seat of the pants character of the label in its early years that was a key part of Flying Nun's charm. Facing that messy catalog, Needles and Plastic tries to plot out all Flying Nun releases as they were made available to the public. It is by no means definitive, but it attempts to be as accurate as possible. And that's a really great description. And there's so many interesting stories in here. Not only do you get the story of course, how the label began, but you also get details on each release. It begins with the Cleans Tally-Ho and goes through a series of well-known records by the Chills, the Verlaines, Tall Dwarfs, and others who are pretty well-known, but also covers some of the lesser-known groups. There's a section on the Pin Group, and that was actually Flying Nun 001. There are sections here on bands that I hardly knew anything about. Richie, Venus, and the Blue Beetles, Bleeding Heart 7-inch is one example. Groups like The Expendables, In Between Gears EP, and Crystal Zoom, and doing a 7-inch called Uptown Sheep, which stuff I had never heard of. And here's a great example, too. Even in the history of Flying Nun and all the wonderful records there are, sometimes things get lost and you forget about them. And, you know, I just was reading here about the band The Double Happies that featured Shane Carter. One of the most wonderful songs, one of the greatest songs in the Flying Nun catalog, is a song called Other's Way. Other's Way by the Double Happies, right there, from their 1984 release, Double B-Side. Always loved that as a title. Along with descriptions, stories, and quotes from those who were in the band and who were there, there's a wonderful amount of photos of these groups. There are flyers that have been reproduced. There are sections from contemporary reviews that took place at the time. There's all kinds of ephemera like that. Letters that were written, Roger Shepherd writing a letter to record store owners and telling them about the new releases and what they can buy, and so many cool photographs of some of these bands that, like, boy, I never heard of this group until Flying Nun, and of course I've never seen a picture of you know, some of these bands, and some of these cool photos of bands like the Chills, even, that, you know, you haven't seen any of these photos before. And the flyers are great, and some of the stories about the bands are just amazing. So if you're a Flying Nun infected person like myself, Nick Scalera, and others, it's just a wonderful treat to give yourself. And if you're a casual fan, even, of music history, and you really like music books, this is one of the better music books you'll see. And even if you don't necessarily know all the songs by heart, but you know the main players, I think this book will provide you with a lot of pleasure, and also serve as a guide for you to go and find music that you might want to seek out and listen to. And of course, with streaming and so much stuff being available, you can sample all kinds of things. One I want to talk about is one of my personal favorite records, a very strange double album on the Flying Nun label that came out in the year 1986. It's kind of surprising that, you know, but a typical Flying Nun thing that they actually put this crazy record out. It's by a band called the Axemen, and it's called Three Virgins, Three Versions, and Three Visions. And the Axemen were a trio, and they, as I learned here, didn't really even own amplifiers. They hooked their equipment up through stereos and all kinds of rigged up things. They were a classic home recording devils, man. They just went about it writing songs and recording them at home on whenever they had time. And they put out some cassettes before that, but there's a whole great story of the record here, divided our audience immediately, and it certainly divided critics, and some people loved it and some people hated them. And I think that's very much the reaction, but there's so much mess and all kinds of creative little scraps. Everything's thrown in. There's talking between all the tracks, and there's incredible songs like Johnny Cash's Monster. Axemen right there. Just one of the wonderful tales in this amazing book called Needles and Plastic by Matthew Goody, Flying Nun Records, 1981 to 1988. And it is out on Third Man Books. So I think you might know who's behind the production of this book. Mark of quality, stamp of quality, right there in the book. Selection. There's also a little section on the cassettes that were issued, and it is broken up by year. So there's a section on 1981 through 1988, and really the prime beginnings of the Flying Nun scene. So get the book, read about the Verlaines, the Chills, the Tall Dwarfs, but also learn about bands like the Cake Kitchen, the Birdnest Roys, the Abel Tasmans, Sneaky Feelings, Goblin Mix, and others. And certainly there's plenty to read. And so once again, I want to thank Scott Parks, but I want to encourage anybody to check this out. Go and look at all the cool books that have come out on the Third Man Books imprint. But really, if you're a Flying Nun fan, treat yourself. If you have a gift card that you got for the holidays or credit somewhere or one of those Visa gift cards or Amazon or anything, you can use it on this. And I can't think of a whole lot of better uses music book-wise out there. Needles and Plastic, Flying Nun Records, 1981 to 1988, Matthew Goody. All right, thanks to all. Tomorrow, speaking of Scott Parks, we're going to have a two-part series that Scott and I recorded a few months back on Lou Reed's 1980s output. So I hope you enjoy that. We're going to spread it over 2 days, and that'll be a great way to get through the end of this week before we start our January series, traditional series on the best albums of 2022. So everybody get your picks in. Okay, got a couple weeks, but we don't want you to procrastinate. We want to get all the good stuff right away. And make sure you get it in so we can cram it all in into the month of January. And remember to keep your finger on the pulse with Rockin' the Suburbs. We're at Suburbs Pod across the social medias. We have other ways that you can get in touch with us. Go to suburbspod.com. We have a radio station called Suburbs Radio. And I don't know if anyone started the Flying Nun Hour yet. But if anybody wants to take on a Flying Nun Hour for the Rockin' the Suburbs radio station, suburbsradio.com, let us know. I'm sure General Manager Keith Jacobson would entertain that. And you can download the apps to listen to the radio station as well. Thank you to Kevin Goff for the Android and iOS apps that make it excellent to listen to the station wherever you are. All right, on behalf of Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right, Jim, what's the problem?
Masquerading as the fact, showing up the strength we lacked, closing up the way we act. Photos of women have treated as sex, turning round and torn in two. Coffee stains as letter two. Who it is I have no clue. So many races with Bethlehem on, getting slighter racial smell, till they all become a blur, expecting them to call us up.
On behalf of Patrick Foster, my name is Jim Linehan.